Thank you. Again, Paul DeLong, Texas A&M AgriLife Research out of Vernon, Texas Center. Talk a little bit about benefits of deep profile soil sampling and well water sampling. Nothing really new or rocket science what I'm going to talk about today, but it's something that we continue to struggle with as far as getting producers to adopt soil and water testing. Talking about soil nitrate, this goes way back. Frank Hahn's show that soil sampling soil to a depth of 24 inches compared to only 6 inches would reduce the recommended in-application amount for yield go of 2-bale cotton by an average of about 30%. Also indicated that residual soil nitrate to a depth of 4 feet could be utilized by the cotton. Well, in Texas, rule of thumb, 50 pounds of nitrogen per acre is needed to produce 1 bale of cotton. This question is soil and water testing underutilized, even with the data that's been around for quite some time, especially on the soil side. I think we know the answer to that. But with another thing, we have a hard time with soil sampling, but definitely with well water testing. And why I bring up well water testing, because in Texas, especially in the Rolling Plains area, north central Texas there, and then around the Lubbock area out in west Texas, you do have very high nitrate in the groundwater that exceeds EPA safe drinking water standards of 10 part per million. And in the north central Texas area, in the Seymour Aquifer, it's 13.5 is the median nitrate concentration. So we have some issues with the groundwater. So is that a problem or a resource? Well, it depends on who you ask. Environmentally, it does exceed the EPA safe drinking water standards. Remember, those aquifers are feeding base flow into streams. We do see some elevated nitrate levels in the streams and surface water that exceed surface water standards. Well, it could be a resource if it's credited as a nitrogen source when you're making your crop nitrogen recommendations. So that's what we're trying to indicate here. And some of this work has been done. Nitrate irrigation water is available. I always remind producers that you're putting UAN through a pivot if you're fertigating, and nitrate is nitrate. It is available for crop uptake. 2 years of trials in Colorado reported that nitrate crediting is sound economic and agronomic practice in corn and wheat systems, so we want to evaluate that in cotton systems as well. Just to give you an idea of the amount of nitrate applied through irrigation water, if you want to determine the pounds of nitrogen per acre, you take the nitrate concentration, nitrate and nitrogen concentration, that's very important, and just not nitrate, times 0.23 times inches of water applied per acre. So you have to make an estimate of the amount of water that you may apply during the year. So historical records maybe, so there in the red be well water nitrate and nitrate. I'm going 5 to 25, and then inches of water applied across the top in the blue there, 6, 12, 18, 24, 30 inches. And you can see the resulting pounds per acre. At our research station at Chillicothe, we have 20 part per million nitrate and nitrogen in our well water. So on average, about 12 inches of water applied to cotton crop, that would result in 55 pounds of nitrogen being supplied through our well water alone without fertigation. So that you can see how that can be significant contributions. So I'm going to show you a couple of studies where we looked at nitrate crediting through the soil as well as the well water in Texas, began demonstrating this at the Chillicothe Research Station in 2010, looking at unfertilized treatment, which would mean that the only nitrogen that those treatments are getting is from the nitrate in the well water itself, and then nitrogen applied based on soil test alone with and without phosphorus, and then nitrogen accounting for soil testing and well water testing with and without phosphorus. And we did this on a center pivot system and a subsurface drip system. Another important note here is the pivot system is on a sandy loam soil, whereas the drip system is on a clay loam soil. So to do this, we surface broadcast and incorporated just to get a uniform application across the system rather than side dressing or injecting. Everything was randomized complete block design for treatments, and then we 8-row plots, we'd harvest the middle 4 rows. So just to take you through this, in the initial year of the study, our yield go 3-bale cotton for both of the irrigated systems, our residual soil nitrate to a depth of 2 feet was 20 pounds of nitrate per acre. And so with 3-bale cotton, we would need 150 pounds. So accounting for the residual soil nitrate, we would need 130 pounds in that system. Now, when we accounted for the well water nitrate, we reduced that from 130 down to 75 pounds. So we reduced it by about 40% when we accounted for the well water nitrate. For that year, we undershot a little bit of what we're expecting. Rather than 55, we had 39 applied in pivot through the well water and 49 on the drip system. So it's pretty close to average year. Now our lint yields, the gray would be the control, which received nitrogen from the irrigation water only. Then think of the red and yellow as the high end rates. This is where it's based on soil testing only. The green and the blue would be what you can think of as a low nitrogen rate. That would be accounting for well water nitrate as well as soil nitrate. But the point is, if you look at the those treatments that receive fertilizer applications, you see no differences in yield. And on the drip system, we didn't see a response over the unfertilized control, indicating that maybe we're getting some response or mining of nitrate deeper than 2 foot in the system. If you look at nitrogen uptake, again, no difference on the drip system. You see a little bit of response over the control. But again, really between the high and the low rates, we're not seeing much of a difference or any difference. So this is saying that that nitrate in the well water is being utilized by the plant, and it should be counted toward crop nitrogen recommendations. And the following year in 2011, you can see this is for the drip system and pivot system applied in 110 on the drip systems for the soil test alone, and then soil and water testing, we knocked that down from 110 down to 75 and 65 pounds per acre. On the pivot, 130 down to 80 pounds. So by accounting for the well water nitrate, you can see the reduction in applications that we made. So what was the resulting lint yield for the drip and the pivot system? What you see here, you see no treatment response, even over the control. So what's going on here? We applied 80 pounds of nitrogen between these treatments. So there is an in-application difference. Well, to remind you of that year, we were in exceptional drought conditions, so irrigation demand increased below average lint yield. So what happens when you apply more irrigation water than you plan, and it's very high in nitrate, you have very high nitrogen application rate. So just to remind you, our yield go 3 bell, that means we need 150 pounds. We applied 110 to 130 pounds. When we accounted for the well water nitrate, we were applying 65 to 80 pounds. So basically we needed 130 pounds of nitrogen from somewhere. Well, through the irrigation that year, irrigation alone accounted for 149 and 141 pounds of nitrogen input in that system. So the well water supplied more than 100% of the crop in needs in both of those systems during 2011. So that's why we didn't see a yield response in 2011. So what's the impact on residual soil nitrate when that happens? On your left, that would be the subsurface drip system. On your right, that'd be the pivot system. The black line is the initial soil sampling pre 2010, the red line would be after year one, which is kind of normal year, and then after the drought year, where we had the high nitrogen input due to the high nitrate in the well water and higher irrigation rates, that's the green line. And you can see in the drip system on that clay loam soil, we had a 4 to 5 fold increase in soil nitrate down to a level of 2 foot. And where we did not account for the well water nitrate, those were significantly higher than the control, whereas the control and the credited treatments, or where we did account for the well water nitrate, were not significantly different. Now, in the pivot system, which would be a sandy loam soil, we saw about a 4-fold increase, but if you look at that, look at the scale, you can see we had levels of about 200 pounds per acre of nitrogen in that clay loam system compared to about 60 to 80 in that sandy loam soil. So the pivot system, less frequent, higher irrigation rates, a little bit more flushing of nitrate maybe through the profile, whereas on the drip system it's a daily small amount or intensity application. But you can see the effects of we did accumulate nitrate rather quickly. This is only 2 years in, and you can see we are very high. So when you have 200 pounds of nitrogen in the soil profile, you probably shouldn't apply nitrogen. So we did not. In the pivot system, we applied anywhere from 35 to 90 pounds in that sandier soil. So even though we didn't apply any nitrogen, well, we had enough to supply the system, so we didn't see response in lint yield between any treatments. And you can see this is probably our highest yields in 2012, and we didn't apply any fertilizer because it's there in the soil, it's sitting there, and it can be utilized by the crop. Now, we applied about 80 pounds, or we needed about 80 pounds in the pivot, and that year we applied about 80 pounds through the irrigation water. So again, we didn't see yield response because the irrigation water supplied the amount that we needed, supplied more than we had estimated. So, is the cotton plant, is that using nitrogen that's in the soil? Well, the blue line, remember the green line is post-2011, so post-2012 is the blue line. So on the drip system, you can see how where we did not apply any nitrogen, we did reduce the soil nitrate levels in the top 2 foot because it used that nitrogen that was in the profile, and that's the blue line. And you can see we've cut it just about in half. So it is utilizing that residual soil nitrate. Now in the pivot system, didn't see much of a change, but we did supply 100% of the needs through the irrigation water. So we didn't expect too much of a change there. But we, through this data, we are showing that yes, we are using nitrate in the irrigation water, and we're using the nitrogen that's sitting there in the soil, the residual nitrate levels. So one thing trying to get across to producers is let's put some dollars to this. Well water, we applied anywhere from 39 to 140 pounds of N per acre, which was supplied by naturally occurring nitrate. And the groundwater, which would be on 60-cent nitrogen, would be $23 to $89 per acre. It's the value of that soil nitrate. We saw levels anywhere from 20 to 235 pounds per acre. Now this is to a depth of 2 foot. So that'd be $12 to $141 per acre would be the value of the nitrogen in that system. So you combine those and you see those are some significant values. One quick study. We did this past summer in a couple counties, Knox and Haskell counties in Texas, irrigated dry land sites, where we applied N at 0, 30, 60, 90 pounds per acre, 4 reps for treatment in the farmer's fields, and then harvested that at the end of the year for yield fiber quality. This is irrigated yield, and lint yield. You can see between the left to right, that'd be 0, 30, 60, 90 pound per acre. This was knifed in about 15 days after planting. You can see no response in yield. And this is on an irrigated field. He was shooting for about 2 bale cotton. So let's look at the soil test we took pre-plant. Well, in the 0 to 6 inch, if you only took a soil test to a depth of 0 to 6 inch, you would have found he had 73 pounds of nitrate. So recommendations may have been, well, you need to apply 25 pounds. Well, if you would have taken a subsoil 6 to 24 inch, you would have found that you have an additional 120 pounds of nitrogen in that depth for a total of 193 pounds of nitrogen. So there's the values, $43. In the top 6 inches, $72 in the 6 to 24 inch range for a total of about 116 pounds of nitrogen in the top 2 foot. Another thing is his well water nitrate was 23 parts per million, so that would equal 64 pounds of nitrogen if he applied about a foot of water. Now he did not apply that much, but he probably applied about 50 pounds through his system, so that's why he didn't see yield response. He had all the nitrogen there in his system. Another thing that we don't talk too much about is ammonium. But that is a form of nitrogen that's taken up, and you can see the levels there. How much of that ammonium is available to the plant? That's another question. On the dry land, 0, 30, 60, 90, no response in lint yield. There again, if you look at the soil test data, 0 to 6, if you would have just done a 0 to 6 inch sample, it would have said 5 pounds of nitrate. He probably, recommendations probably would have been 35 or 40 pounds of nitrogen, so he would have applied 35 pounds or so, but if you had taken a depth of soil sample to a depth of 6 to 24 inches, that would be an additional 21 pounds. Again, very valuable to look at that subsoil depth to see your nitrate there. So in conclusion, in applications we reduced them by as much as 42% without affecting lint yields when nitrate in irrigation water was accounted toward crop nitrogen needs. We saw that soil nitrate can increase more rapidly, much more rapidly, and very quickly actually during a drought year in fine texture soils and when soil and well water nitrate are not accounted toward crop end needs. Sampling to a depth of 24 inches can significantly reduce in application rates. Results show that crediting well water and residual soil nitrate is a sound practice, whether you're looking at that from an agronomic, economic, or environmental viewpoint. And there's a whole list of project partners that we had on this. And with that, I thank you for listening. And if we have time for a quick question or afterwards, I'll be here all day.
Thank you. Questions for Paul?